Mark, my boxing?
Yes.
I just work tonight.
Who's your agent?
James Cook.
You feel pretty confident you can make an immediate impact, you know, as a rookie?
Yes, definitely.
If the catch was your favorite catch, I'm assuming it was, right? Is there a number two?
I guess I made a catch in Miami my sophomore year. I'm on the sideline where I had to spin my body around real fast, and it was a real hard catch. And that was nothing but, so I can say, a reaction to the ball.
And was it the catch, or was it a combination of catching, keeping feet in? What about it?
Just quickness, you know, from turning off, turning your body all the way around to catch the ball, stretch up.
Did you lose sight of it, like when you turned your body?
No.
For a few seconds, was it? You always had an idea where it was.
How much does it mean to you just to have an opportunity to get this chance to be in the NFL?
Like I said, it means a lot, you know. It's like I said, it's a dream come true, you know, be able to play a professional sport, you know. So it's a great opportunity that a lot of people don't have.
Calvin, what's it going to mean when you finally
get a commissioner to call your name out? Like, oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the feeling I have. I know I'll be real excited, but at the same time, like I said, I'm real anxious to get this process over and see where I'm going up at.
Do you care where you go or what team you go?
Just want to get to the team, whatever team it is.
Everybody gets nitpicked so much, but you're the one guy that people have trouble nitpicking. Like, are you perfect? Like, do you have any flaws? What are your flaws?
Nobody's perfect, you know. So, I have certain things I just work harder on. You know, it might not be a specific thing, you know, but I always just work hard to improve my overall game.
Do you have anything that you have to improve on? Or?
There's not nothing that I just have to, but like I said, just work on my overall game. Just a hard worker, work hard at everything I do.
Do you feel it's a stigmata being called the best player in the draft?
No, you know, it's just a lot to live up to, and I believe I can live up to it.
Kevin, at what point in your life, going back, did you say to yourself, I could be a special, really special player? Was it in college or was it before college?
I guess when I got to college, you know, when I say I should compete on this level and everything.
Think you get to the point where you're called by a lot of the pundits on air and best prospects in the last 10 years?
I mean, I never thought I'd go that far, but it had, you know, so I'm grateful for it.
Do you buy into it, or do you think it's all hard work?
It's hard work.
I'm sorry, I'm sure you were asked this, but how much of the Raiders talked to your agent? And do you have any idea what their interest is?
Yeah, I've talked to him, but I'm not going to, you know, really talk about what they talked about and everything, what he's told me and everything.
If you were to fall to two, how would you feel about being, like, maybe the biggest bargaining chip on the table?
Like
where the Lions could keep you, or they could deal you, or deal the pick, or...
You know, it'd be cool. I mean, like I said, there's no negatives, I feel, when I'm in my situation, you know. So, whatever may happen, if I'm a bargaining chip for a team or whatever, you know, it's all right.
Do you have any idea how many teams?
And that was Calvin Johnson,